Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fine Monday, and it's your other boy, the international superstar, the millennial dirtbag himself, Zach Amico, and we are going to have some fun today. One of our guests running slightly late. However, plot twist, here with us, a prime example of how to live your life as a man. It's our good friend from the Break the World podcast, one of Philadelphia's finest, Sidney Gant. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Happy to be here.
I'm fucking glad to have you, man. I look across the table and I'm excited to come to work, man.
Hell yeah.
You're a fucking great dude and I really appreciate it.
Dude, this is awesome. I feel like every chance I get to be on a Zach Amico project that is closer to inside of his head, the better of a day I'm
going
to have.
That's what I'm going. I'm going a little me, a little Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you. I appreciate you being here, buddy. I'm such a big fan of yours. And thank you. Our other guest will be coming shortly. She's stuck in traffic, but she is somebody you guys love as well. And we'll keep it fun for when she gets here. So let's keep it real light up top. Couple reportedly overdoses at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Shannon, let's see how sad we can start today's show. So this couple from East L.A. overdosed on fentanyl together and died together at SoFi Stadium watching the game. Right here, yo. My question is, were they shooting up? Or that had to just be a little snifsky, huh?
So it actually hasn't been 100% confirmed that that's what happened. When I was scrolling around, it looks like, what's his name? Alex Jones is the one who posted about this initially, saying that it was a couple.
I thought you were going to say he sold it to them.
Yeah.
This is some good shit.
Yeah, I was hoping it was an unconfirmed overdose. Like, maybe, like, she sucked him so hard,
yeah,
he passed out, and she sucked so hard, she passed out.
Yeah, like her brain's imploded or something.
Yeah.
It says that there aren't any police reports, that they've reached out to the stadium, so it's not confirmed what we're actually watching in the video.
Okay. And then didn't somebody else just fall out of the stands at another game and they're in a coma? Sid, did you see that?
No.
I can't remember the sport, but they were celebrating a win and a guy just went right over the guardrail, right on his fucking dome.
Yeah, it was the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball.
Oh, nice. How recently was that?
It was like a week ago, maybe.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
I remember the video.
Do we have it?
Like in slow mo.
Oh no!
Like he was like jumping
forward,
like holding up because it was a huge play.
Let me find a better video.
That's got to be hard to explain to your kids.
I mean,
you're a dad.
Yeah.
What do you lie and go, oh, they're sick? So let's handle those two incidences.
So if I was each one,
if you got your family at the game,
okay.
So guy falls, I think there's no lying around that. You just say, he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
No, you just go, oh, yeah, they saved, you know, they're going
to
save him.
Okay, I thought I was explaining to my kids that I fell.
No, no, no.
Okay.
You're all a dad, right. You're at the game.
Gotcha.
Guy falls, I think you just tell the kids he's going to be okay, right?
I would say.
Depending on the age of the kids.
I would say to my kids, that's what happens when you're uncoordinated. So stop complaining that I have you doing all these workouts.
Well, there you go.
Like, that's the problem,
mm-hmm,
right there. And,
well, your kids will be able to grab onto the bar by one of their feet, but.
For sure.
Just one.
For sure, one of them. Well, two of them, my twins.
Yeah.
My son's too white. But then, like, if I saw two people overdosing at a. So what I always tell my kids about people when we see them overdosing is like that's
the most Philly sentence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I tell my kids when we see people overdosing,
it's part of the landscape.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I always tell them that that's too much fun. That's when that's the other side of fun.
Okay.
So you gotta know how to rein it in.
Do you tell them? But you wouldn't be like, oh, they're sick or something when they're getting taken out, so it doesn't ruin the day for them.
Nah, because I've been kind of explaining drugs because my mom was addicted to drugs, so I tell them that she was addicted to fun, and this is what happens when you don't know how to regulate your fun.
I got you.
So I use that a lot.
My dad got sober before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know about it probably till I was like maybe in fifth or sixth grade. He took me like on a trip and he told me, he's like, I was addicted to pills. I was an alcoholic. I've been in the program since then. Basically, and he was like, if you ever wonder where I go on Thanksgivings, it's because he hosts a meeting, a Thanksgiving meeting. It's like it's his meeting he does.
Yeah.
And he laid it all pretty out for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I was aware of it. I don't think, because I even remember being a kid. And we were at like a fair or something, and my dad got a birch beer. And I was like, oh my God, I've never seen my dad drink a beer, because I didn't understand that it was non-alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it blew my mind.
The birch beer. That's crazy.
So yeah, I guess there's a right, I guess, but yeah, in Philly, you gotta explain.
Yeah, you need to explain it. So like it depends on what drug. So my mom was addicted to fun. She was coke.
Okay.
So that's she had a fun addiction.
Yeah.
But then those people that were in those stands, they're addicted to chilling.
Yeah.
They're chilling too hard.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, that's pathological.
Chill. I mean, it could have been doing a few bumps at the game and it had some no-no fentanyl in it.
That's totally fair.
Because I feel like heroin, baseball with your chick, so maybe people said pills, maybe.
Yeah.
But I feel like heroin, listen, I might need heroin to get through a baseball game.
That's it's crazy to me that people love baseball.
But I feel like getting a little yacked up, couple brews, couple dogs, I get it.
I mean, for them, that's a classic die doing what you love story.
Yeah.
You know, baseball and fentanyl.
It's a little romantic.
Yeah, that's like the America's pastime right there, baseball and fentanyl.
Yeah, and speaking of a little romantic, let's talk about somebody who's a little romantic, a lot of sexy, and a lot of funny. And she's got a brand new special out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we're very proud to have her here on the show, my former nemesis. But I will say one of my favorite people in the world, not even in comedy. It's Karen Feehan.
Hi, guys.
How are you, baby girl?
How are you?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, what an intro.
This is a safe place.
I hope so.
We're all here. This is all right. Love. So the second you walk in the room.
Okay, because I just have the N-word in my head right now. Sitting.
Why did you gesture? I don't like that you gesture with your right hand.
Back in? I was like, shouldn't you be getting me stuff? Yeah. Shouldn't you be bringing me things?
I thought you moved on. I thought you Pokemon evolved to Wiggers.
I know. Is that an upgrade though? I don't even know.
It's a little less than a lateral move.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Bank account wise.
Oh, we're struggling bank account wise though.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but that's combined.
A Wigger can also lower your credit score.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I call him it. It is.
No, well, I'm very glad to see you. And now that you're here, we can do plugs. I know you got a special out. I know you got shit you want to plug.
Thanks, Zach.
So hit that plug music. Karen, please give people all the info, baby.
Appreciate that. Yes, my very first special, Don't Serve Me, is on OFTV right now. You don't have to join OnlyFans to watch it. It is for free up there. They've done specials with myself and Whitney Cummings. And I am on the road. I will be at Hilarities in Cleveland on June 8th. Please buy tickets to that so that one day they might give me a weekend. And then the following weekend, I'm in Cincinnati at Comedy Comet. I am chilling for July, but then back on the road in August doing the Lafayette Comedy Festival, Windy City Comedy Festival, and a couple other dates.
Fantastic, Justin. Mr. Gant.
Hell yeah. So, you know, Ryan Shaner and I are dropping our new podcast, World War Fun, this Sunday. Check it out. You can subscribe now on all the platforms, specifically if those platforms are YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes. I don't know about all those other platforms, but come subscribe. World War Fun. You'll love it. We've been doing some practice episodes, and it's a hoot. So definitely come hang out with us.
Please go support that. Yeah. Please watch Karen's special. If you're watching live, I am off for a couple. Actually, this Thursday, I'm at New York Comedy Club for Anxiety Attack. Me, Justin Silver.
I'm Karen, on that, you're too. On that.
Ryan Long.
Yeah.
And then after that, going back out on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling the 20th through 25th doing commentary. You can go to my social media at Zach is not funny for all that info. And then it looks like I am booking a bunch of runs this summer. You go to punchup.live/Zach Amico for all those dates. And we're back, guys. We've got a list here that we can go through. I think this will be fun. Every lawsuit and sex abuse allegation against Sean Diddy Combs.
Let's
take a gander.
At how many?
And
these are individual.
I believe so. I think they wanted him for a long time.
Right. They've been doing this together.
I tried to have this conversation the other day. Unfortunately, I was talking to a brick wall of confusion, and I don't know what you're talking about. We had a rough episode the other day. I flipped out. I lost my... I found out. For 10 years, I thought my co-host was just a jerk. It's the chair. Is the head that wears the crown. Because I am 3 weeks into this show. 3 weeks, I've screamed at other adults.
It's the chair.
That is a perk, though, the guy.
No, man.
It's a small perk.
I'm back. Somebody messaged me that I do have to count Wednesday's episode as an incident.
Oh, wait, this is a sports bar. Nobody forgot.
Jesus, Karen. Sorry, goodness gracious.
I have A cups.
It's okay.
I know, Sydney's married.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's the chair.
It's the chair. Turns out, you sit here and you just scream at people.
You're doing a no? It's been 0 days since we've had an incident.
Yeah, and I've had to restart the clock every week. I've had to restart the clock every week because I just lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
So we were trying to discuss, other than Diddy, who do you think is going down? And I think it's J-Lo.
Ooh.
She was a party to the she was there for that time.
Let's not, didn't she hide a gun for him?
Yes, she was involved in that. And then they broke up, I think, shortly after that.
And I think that's why Ben Affleck got the fuck away from her so quick.
Probably. Because
he saw this shit coming down the
felt
pike.
This coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she had Diddy residue all over her?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get out of that. That doesn't come off.
No, it's Justin Bieber's baby dandruff.
Oh, I think Usher.
Usher. Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think they're going to come like crashing down too. Jay-Z specifically.
I'd love to see Jay-Z crashing down.
Me too. Yeah. Her too. I mean,
I'm ready. Yeah. My body's ready. So let's hear some of these allegations.
Okay, number one, of course, is Cassie Ventura. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to go into those things.
You can do a brief.
Okay, so that was accused him of trafficking, raping, viciously beating her over the course of a decade.
Yeah, that's the girl from the hallway video, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful girl.
Next one, Joy Dickerson Neal.
She was
born for it, right? her mama was getting dicked by Diddy. Her grandmama was getting dicked by Diddy.
All three of those names are funny, by the way.
Yeah.
Joy Dickerson and Neal.
Yeah, I mean, it was written on the wall.
It's a joy to dick her son and Neal.
Emily legacy. Dickerson.
I love it.
So she was a then college student who claimed Combs drugged, sexually assaulted, and abused her in 1991, and recorded the incident on videotape, which was distributed to others in the music industry.
Okay.
Well, he's alleged to distribute videos of him beating a woman?
No, fucking her while she's unconscious. Okay. Or drugged up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because that's what got Mystical, right?
Mystical, remember the Mystical? Rapper. I was like, that. I thought you were like, that was a magical experience.
Remember Mystical?
I love Mystical's bad.
Mystical went to jail for, I believe.
Yeah.
He did his time.
Yeah. He went to jail. I think he did his time. But okay. I think it was a hairdresser that worked for the, had accused her of stealing. And then I believe punished her in a demeaning way. And filmed it. You can't film it, guys.
Yeah,
you can either film consensual sex,
right,
or you could rape.
Right. Pick your poison.
Yeah, just you can't don't, have your cake and rape it too.
Don't be greedy.
Yeah, exactly. Is don't it be cake? Greedy. Yeah, is it cake? Cake? No, it's rape.
It's pie.
Is it rape?
Yeah.
You're still standing there with a knife. Yeah, is it rape? Hey, fellas, when your downstairs just isn't cooperating, it's time for Hims. Hims provides men with access to affordable sexual health treatment so you can take charge of your sex life. The good people at Hims know that dealing with ED can be uncomfortable. That's why everything can be taken care of online from the comfort of your own home. They've got chewable tablets, Viagra, Cialis, and their generics for up to 95% less. However you want to treat this thing, Hims can help. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zoo. That's HIMS.com/ZOO for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/zoo. The featured products include compounded products which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Let's get back into the show. All right, Shadi, keep it going.
Number three, Liza Gardner claimed Diddy and guy singer Aaron Hall took turns raping her and a friend after meeting the pair at MCA Records event in either 1990 or 1991.
Okay. He's a busy guy.
Yeah. I'm very curious about the methodology of taking turns. Like, was it like I stroke, you stroke, I stroke, you stroke?
I think one holds.
What?
One holds your...
Pin her down,
yeah,
like a big brother,
yeah. One gets side control,
right?
Yeah, okay, like one bent down behind her and the other one pushed her,
yeah.
She fell down with her legs up,
with her, yeah.
Thank you for that visual.
Thank you, very welcome. I call it that a little rascal's rape,
yeah. Yeah, one guy's raping her, the other's giving her Indian burn and wet willies.
Yeah. Stop raping yourself. Stop raping yourself.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
I'm not raping you. I'm not raping you. Keep it going.
Number four, Anna Kane, a then 17-year-old who alleged Diddy and former Bad Boy Entertainment president Harve Pierre gang raped her. A year after her filing anonymously in 2023, a judge ruled she had to reveal her identity.
Okay.
Number five, Rodney Little Rod Jones Jr.,
Sydney, men can get raped too. Lil Rod took the big rod.
Men can't get raped. That was consensual. He didn't like it.
Alpha.
He didn't like it, but it was consensual.
It's not about sex, it's about power.
He claims Combs groped, sexually harassed, and assaulted him, and also facilitated others, including then-girlfriend Young Miami's cousin and Cuba Gooding Jr. to assault him, and has not paid him for thousands of hours of work.
Whoa.
Sex work or regular work?
Whoa. Yeah. Those are two different charges. Like,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all suspicious now.
I believe the Cuba Gooding involvement, though. When I was in my clubbing days, Cuba would just be there a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but A, hammered.
Always wasted. I'm Molly, too, but like you could tell, just like touching everybody, sweaty.
I've
He looks like he always has puffy eyes.
Yep.
And let's Well, this is all hearsay.
Alleged.
Mm-hmm. Alleged. I've heard very handsy.
Yeah.
Very handsy.
Yeah.
What I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a big part, big club, and still to this day, I think a club guy
still parties. So
still
weird.
Going.
That's wild.
Just like buy a house, stay inside. What are you doing?
When's the last? What was the last big thing for him? Radio.
That's a good question.
Oh, I don't even know.
Maybe.
I went all the way back to Jerry Maguire. I can't remember.
Jerry Maguire had radio. I feel like he's had war movies.
Yeah.
Maybe a movie where he wasn't allowed to swim.
Wasn't something allowed
like
to? Couldn't
swim. Something like that.
Never learned.
And then he does the thing.
Get those out of our pool.
Then he does the thing that I feel like whenever a young person wins an Oscar, they immediately have to start doing dog shit.
Yep. Mm.
So he did Snow Dogs.
So bad.
And Boat Trip.
Okay.
With Horatio Sands. It was the two guys who accidentally went on a gay cruise.
Yeah. I remember that.
So I feel like that's what happens when you win, and you immediately have to do like three bad movies.
Right. Humble yourself.
Yeah. You're going to get offers.
You got to get money.
And you're collecting in real quick.
Right.
But yeah, he's still going. So okay, great.
Yeah.
And I believe it.
Good for him.
Shannon?
Number six, Grace O'Mercaig. maybe.
Okay.
A steward who claimed Diddy's son, Christian Combs, sexually assaulted and harassed her on a yacht the family chartered in 2022.
International waters. Doesn't count. Move
doesn't,
on.
Doesn't count.
Yeah,
give me the latitude, longitude.
She said that Diddy aided and abetted his youngest son in that assault. Number seven.
For a second, I thought she was like, Diddy ate it.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah.
Okay.
She reports Diddy aided that pussy. Yeah.
She's like, what is a past tense to give AIDS to? He ate it.
He ate and abetted that pussy.
Yeah, number seven.
I was in abetted. And he aided my pussy.
Number seven, Crystal McKinney, a 22-year-old model at the time, who claimed Combs assaulted her and forced her to perform oral sex at his New York City studio in 2003. She said he had her blackballed in the modeling industry.
No, he had his blackballs in her mouth.
Some of these names are sounding a little Caucasian to me, too. So.
Well, he's doing better.
That, I was going to say.
Yeah, that's also a...
You're not the only one who's moved up.
Yeah. That was a wiggerette.
I'd be raping white bitches, too.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. It's the forced oral sex is a wild proposition. Because, like, if you force yourself into a vagina, it's still a vagina. But, like, forcing yourself into a mouth, like, you can't make her do it well. Do you know what I mean? You can't. You can get it in there, but you can't. Enforce quality control.
I mean, if he's got a weapon and she's sucking for her life,
I've never felt that.
I know, these are circumstances. Only the Pope would know.
Yeah.
JK, a legend.
Trying to get into heaven here.
All right, let's keep it going.
Hey, number eight. April Lampros, a former New York Fashion Institute of Technology student who alleged that Diddy raped her on multiple occasions from 1995 to 2000 or 2001, including one instance in which she claimed he forced her and his then-girlfriend Kim Porter to take ecstasy and have sex together before he raped her.
Pause.
I gotta be honest. Rape me once, fool on me. Wait, shame on me.
Yeah,
no, fool on me. Yeah, that fool was on you.
Rape me once, come
shame on
me.
You. Yeah.
Rape me twice.
Come on us.
I just like.
Rape me three times. Come on, Eileen. See, it's a morning show. It's fun.
How are you going to get raped for like
six years?
Yeah, like you can't. Don't go there anymore. It's not like I keep going to a coffee shop that does me wrong. Like,
yeah.
Why would you keep going?
Yeah,
there?
You like show up and like, I wonder what he's going to do today.
If there was a coffee shop on your block,
yeah,
every time you went,
right,
you got raped.
Yeah.
You'd probably start going to get coffee at Dunkin'.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, are you guys going to... You are,
oh,
aren't you?
Fuck.
Come on.
I shouldn't even have come to ask.
You're the only one with cardamom syrup.
So I feel like...
Some of these bitches...
And I don't want to victim blame, but I feel like
using
the hard R, the rape, saying rape, and over a period of 6 years...
That's
the better part of a decade. That's 60% of a decade.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's an era.
Right.
If your rape goes beyond, changes decades from 95 to 2001.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You
got Y2 raped.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, at some point.
Shannon, are we being He-Man woman haters here?
I don't think so. This is making me think of the Smokey Robinson thing, which we didn't get a chance to get to yet. But just high level is like some people that were working for him in his home for like 25 years and said he raped them constantly. Over 25 years, they stayed.
That seems...
Yeah, it sounds like they were begrudgingly fucking him.
Yeah.
Acquiescing to sex.
Yeah.
Which is what I did with Lewis. I'm kidding. Alleged.
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
Alleged.
I mean, I've been with my wife for 25 years. I've seen some acquiescing.
Yeah.
It happens.
Sometimes if you guys wake us up in the middle of the night, we don't have enough time to say no.
My
Ah, wake up. There's a fire. No, there's not. Have sex.
Wait. Is there a fire? That's your dick.
Well, sometimes a lady will be the level of crazy where she requests that.
Yeah.
And so you set an alarm for yourself.
Sure.
And then you go, oh, God, I hope she doesn't retell this story in a different order than I did.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisy.
That's fair.
Okay. Shannon?
Number nine. Do you want to go through all of these? There's 33 of them.
I can't. No, there's too many. Shannon, you got to give us the greatest hits.
That was the day. That was the age Jesus died, by the way.
Wow, not 30. You know, guys.
He's been raping for 33 years.
I hate to tell you. I think he might have done something wrong. I'm starting to see. I feel like the walls are closing in on Diddy. What are the ones that stand out to you, Shannon?
I'm going to go ahead and do number nine, and then I'll skim a little bit.
Okay.
So number nine is Derek Lee Cardello Smith, a long-term Michigan inmate who said Diddy allegedly assaulted him at a Detroit Holiday Inn after party. He received a default civil suit judgment in September, which was reversed a week later. The case has been dismissed multiple times, with Cardello Smith filing an intention to appeal in March.
So he was formerly in prison and then got raped by Diddy out of prison.
Yes.
That's why I don't believe that.
I don't think I don't believe that he stays at Holiday Inn.
Did that's he? All. Well, he rapes at a Holiday Inn. Yeah, nobody stays at a Holiday Inn, but
he's not sleeping there.
Yeah, that used to be big in rap songs.
The Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like he's just in love with Diddy. He wants some attention.
Well, it sounds like Diddy's just in love with love, if you ask me.
Love. It is. It's romantic.
Yeah, he's very.
He can't
romantic.
Help himself. He's just so charming. He has to drug people.
Here's another one with a video, but he didn't do the raping in this one. So it's Talia Graves claimed Combs and his then bodyguard Joseph Big Joe Sherman viciously raped her at the Bad Boy Records studio in New York City, and that Combs recorded and shared the footage of the assault. Mm. Sherman is suing her for defamation.
And I know this is going to sound insensitive, but anytime I hear the phrase viciously raped, my brain is like, man, his dick must be huge.
Yeah, that adverb is sort of like, what other rape is there?
Right, you know what I mean?
He gently raped the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that's a small penis.
Viscously raped?
Yeah.
It's very wet.
Yeah.
There's lots of fluids involved.
Okay, Ashley Parham claims Combs and others, quote, violently gang raped her in California at an apartment of Shane Pierce and one of his associates in 2018. Parham refiled her lawsuit months later to add comedian Drewski, football wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., Diddy's mother Janice Combs, and alleged associates to the lawsuit.
I don't know. I think this chick's crazy. I don't know. Again, hate to victim blame, but it sounds like she just went like this with her finger on like a black icon map. I'm like, yeah. That guy.
Fickle, she literally got raped by everyone and his mother.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's too many people.
His mom?
Yeah.
What are they making, a Campbell soup commercial?
What?
When my son Sean is tired from a day of raping, I bring him Campbell's chunky soup.
I raped a bitch too. You think that's rape? Watch this. I taught him everything he knows.
Hold on, Sean, she's getting away. She hits her in the back of the head with a can of soup. That is also a great way to knock the bitch out. Campbell's chunky soup.
I mean, a lot of these are pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thoroughly entertained so far.
It makes me want to file one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, let's file it jointly.
I need a little heat.
Yeah, it's almost like you're explaining how this happened.
Brianna Bongolin, a fashion designer who claimed Combs dangled her from his 17th floor balcony at Cassie's Los Angeles apartment in 2016 before slamming her into furniture and threatening to kill her.
She just heard Vanilla Ice's story about Suge Knight and repeated it.
I have to see this chick. Like,
you want to see if she's dangleable?
Exactly, because like when you like,
I would assume he's got bodyguards doing the dangling.
Mm. Well, petite, like when somebody's like really like small enough, you always like think like, man, what could I do with that person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they're small, like I would at least think about dangling a tiny woman from this, something.
I mean, Michael Jackson did it to his kids. Right?
You see what I'm saying? He's a tiny kid.
Are you worried about biplanes shooting at you if you do that?
Yeah. You know, I can't afford anywhere high enough to be and then dangle it from my first floor window.
Okay, she's very cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's dangleable.
Yeah,
she's dangleable.
Yeah, that's a pocket-sized lady.
By the way, this was a thing I wanted to tweet the other day, but I didn't want my name next to it. Do you see that statue they put in Times Square?
Yeah.
Of just a giant black woman?
Oh, yeah. Zach.
I wanted to say, so now New York has the Statue of Liberty and a statue of EBT. But I'm just like, if that gets screenshot, you know, it's just not. They won't see me giggling while I say it.
Yeah.
It's going to look hateful.
I might steal that tweet, Zach.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Bud, you can.
I just want a photo.
New statue in Times Square. Cool, says Empire State Building.
Yeah.
I just picture Anthony Cumia's face between her legs.
Well, that was I will say, Broken Clock is right once a day.
Yeah.
Opie tweeted that that statue was to commemorate Anthony getting fired. He said that was the woman he took a picture of. That was very funny. Shannon, what else do we got, baby?
Okay. Yinka Adesina, a woman who, according to a February 2025 lawsuit in which she represented herself, was allegedly babysat by Diddy's mother, Janice Combs.
Dude, this lady's a menace.
Really, though.
She claimed Diddy would orally sodomize and forcibly penetrate her and allow friends to watch and join in. During this time, Diddy, born in 1969, would have been a toddler, but Adesina claims he's at least 12 years older than he says.
Wait, the Diddy's 12 years?
He's 12 years older than he currently claims to be. This happened between 1972 and 1975.
I don't know about this one.
This has a conspiracy theory attached to it.
Yeah.
That you have to get behind.
So here's my issue. I feel like class action cases are like open mics.
Right.
Where you've got people that really should be there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And have a great, and like that 100% this is their path. And then crazy people go, oh, that's a great way to have a microphone in front of people.
Totally. Get some attention.
Yeah.
Show off my crazy.
Yeah. That's hey, this is a great vessel to interrupt everyone else's lives.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, did he be raping? Oh, me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Look at my butthole. Look at my butthole. Look. Diddy was in there.
It wasn't always like that.
We had this conversation, Karen, last week. That's why it's called that. Because one girl got attention and then 500 others went, me too.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that these sort of like
it is the chair, huh?
Weak.
It really is the chair.
Weak cases or weird ones don't lessen the real ones. You know what I mean?
Like, I think it may like. But is there whenever you meet a girl, and this goes with a guy too, if you meet a girl who's like, all my exes have been abusive.
Yes.
It's the same as when you meet a guy that's like, oh, all my ex-girlfriends are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You go, oh.
It's you.
You're awful.
You're the common denominator.
There's a either you're a liar or you drive people to be that way.
To hit you.
Or you have a type.
You very well have a type.
Right. My mom had a type.
Yeah.
What was dudes it? That hit women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two diabetes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whichever one black people
are. She would also, in her defense, she would also drive them to it.
Mm.
She doesn't like the idea.
Well,
that
they needed a ride.
She was
most
abused.
Of the time.
She'd rather accept that she lost some fights.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon, what? Give us another good one.
Okay, here's another dude one. Justin Gooch.
Come on.
Come on, Gooch.
He was asking for it.
And then 16-year-old who alleged Combs gave him drugs and sexually assaulted him at the Tunnel Nightclub bathroom in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City in 1999.
Okay, if your name is Gooch and you're hanging out at the Tunnel in Chelsea, how is there not a man in your ass?
I know. That seems to go hand in hand.
That seems to go dick in hand.
But yeah. I wasn't in New York
dick and
yet.
Gooch, actually.
But Tunnel was, wait, what year was that, Shannon?
99.
So that's post, because Tunnel was where Michael Alec and the Club Kids had their parties.
Oh, okay. Mm. I was the era of like when all the clubs had one name, like Bed and Nest and Dream, Duvet.
Okay.
Like Duvet. There was a club called Duvet. I remember. I was like, you guys just picking bed sheet names? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I never got raped at the club.
Aw.
I know.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm like jealous of this. I want to get in on it. Me too.
We used to go to Batcave, Drum, which is used to be called something that's across the street. I got beat up at Webster Hall.
Oh, nice.
I got beat up.
Which room? There's so many.
Middle room. Middle room. Oh, no.
And now you're middle.
I got banned from Knitting Factory.
Okay.
Twice.
Really? What were you doing?
That's when I was still playing music.
Okay.
And exactly what you think. Taking my dick out on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I got banned twice from there. And then Webster Hall, I got the shit kicked out of me by bouncers.
Whoa.
I mean, like, rib stomping.
Oh, man.
Don't remember. Yeah. I remember waking up mid-beating. And then I remember waking up, like, on a couch in a dressing room, like, hours later.
Ouch.
All fucked up.
Right.
But I'll go as far as to say, that one's probably on me. I will take full responsibility for whatever led to that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was me. Those guys did not get up and go, we're going to beat up a fat clown today.
Yeah.
I had it coming.
You'd be surprised.
See, sometimes people can accept what they did wrong. Yeah. Shannon?
Okay. Latasha Forbes claimed that Combs violently raped, sodomized, and sexually battered her and encouraged others to do the same when she was 17 years old at Bad Boy's premises in New York around 1994. Okay, we can go to the next one.
I believe all of these, by the way. I'm starting to come around. First, I thought some of these were suspicious, but now I'm...
It's one of those things where there's so many...
Right, yeah. You got it. Okay.
That, like, Jesus Christ, something's got to stick, yeah, right?
It seems like this is what he does. And they're all, a lot of them have a lot of similarities. The drugging, the sodomy, you know, it seemed to go. When did Biggie die? Was he involved in any of these? I thought Biggie died in, like, 2001 or something.
No, he died in, like, 94, 95. Yeah.
Oh, really?
97. Okay, I'm sorry.
Curious if he was involved in any.
I mean, he's around, obviously. If this started in 92,
well, he used to do freaky sex stuff,
right,
alongside of Diddy.
That's why I'm curious. Like, he talked,
but I think at some point it was like when they were on their come up.
Yeah,
a lot of that stuff was probably consensual, and then when he got a little bit of power, and I feel like once you get so much power that everybody says yes to you, you got to take things that people won't let you have.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's like it's not fun anymore.
Exactly.
You're chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably convinced a hard no.
Which, by the way, yes means one fuck Cisco.
Yeah. that's the next allegation.
All right, Shannon, give us one more.
Okay, Joseph Manzaro claimed Combs orchestrated the man's abduction from his Florida home to a party at a Miami residence with multiple celebrities present, where the rapper drugged, humiliated, and sexually assaulted him in a targeted revenge plot. Another accuser, Adria English, is a defendant.
Do you see what I'm saying? That just sounds fun. He heisted Christ, a guy. Sid. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay, buddy. It's not your fault. Hey, we got some paper towels in here. Sid got excited.
I did. At the thought of heisting a human man.
You would stink at raping. You'd get too nervous.
Yeah, with your nervous hands.
Yeah.
Spilling the lube.
I apologize.
Dropping the gun.
But, like, that sounds like it's out of a movie, though. The kidnapping. What was he getting revenge for? I'm very curious.
It sounds like his character in Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah.
Oh, Diddy's character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, when you move from, like, you know, anybody can rape a groupie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when you move from that to, like, all these dudes, it's like you're really chasing the dragon. There's something going on psychologically that you have to publicly humiliate grown men. Like,
it sounds more like Illuminati cabal type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, maybe...
Like, what's that? I don't know what cabal is.
Okay, so there's theories that... So there's, like...
I can show you my cabal right now.
Somebody just cabals deep in me yesterday.
He's a character in Mortal Kombat 3.
that's also actually true.
Yeah, thank you.
Finish him.
Some people think that, like, elite societies... And I guess we could play Conspiracy Zach on this.
Yeah.
Make you do reprehensible things on film.
Yeah.
So
they can blackmail you later.
Exact. So that when you try to go against them, they go, we have this footage of you fucking a child.
That's all the Epstein stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what this seems like. He almost invited people over for the freak offs.
Right.
Then goes, well, actually, you were being filmed.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so you got to sign with me. Give me this much amount.
Right.
I think that is the most logical thing
that's
happening here.
Yeah.
right?
I think so.
I could see that. I mean, I could see that also just being like a lucky side effect of all the crazy raping.
To the victor go the spoils?
You know what I mean?
I think he's a bad guy.
Like they say Skull and Bones does it. Okay. Skull and Bones is the group that like almost every president's been in.
Are they derived from like the Masons?
It's all derived from
I don't think it's Masons. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but there is Masonic, I think, elements. But there's also, so I go deep on, I love, there's Masonic imagery hidden in a ton of shit.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga loves Masonic imagery almost as much as Disney. Mm. Disney's all Masonic.
Yeah.
Because he was a Mason, and there's, forgive me, I'm going to get the number wrong. There's something along the lines of, like, Club 33, and it's the only place in the Magic Kingdom that serves alcohol, hard liquor.
Okay.
And 33 is the highest level of Mason you can be, and they think it used to be a meeting spot for high-level Masons that Disney had hid in the park.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a perfect high.
Dude, I just saw there is like an elite Disney club. The prices on it.
Crazy. You're like, who would pay this?
$80,000 to join. And then I think $25,000 a year in dues.
Wow. Just to go down water slides.
And it's
just to ride Space Mountain whenever you want.
It's whatever. So many like a family's worth of season passes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think you get like 100 extra passes for friends.
Okay.
Goofy will blow you.
Yeah.
Goofy blows you.
You get 6 privately guided tours of the park a year. Mm-hmm. But then what happens is you get into Club 30. You get into the secret areas.
And that's when they start filming you.
not on film. But that gets you into like the because there's.
Wow.
Have you heard of Go Away Green?
No.
No.
Oh, this is fun. So Disney has certain colors they paint things so that they subconsciously inform you of where and where not to go.
Mm. Okay.
So they have, and it could be go away green or go away gray, but they have certain colors that they paint shit. So like if there's a maintenance door, they have a color they paint it that your brain... It's not that you don't see it. It's that you don't register it as important.
Okay.
Mm. And Shannon, could you Google that for me?
Yeah, it is. It is a green.
Yeah, so it's go away green.
Can we see how it looks? Yeah. I'm very curious.
It's this color.
Okay. This is go away green.
Yeah, because go away green is a specific paint color, often muted green or bluish green used in Disney parks. Make objects blend in the background and reduce their visual impact. Mm. The goal is to make objects like fences, utility poles, and trash cans less noticeable, essentially disappearing into the scenery. It's not about invisibility, but making them less visually prominent. I think they also have different colors. They also have colors that like make you want to go that way.
Like over here, orange.
And then they also, what's it called? They pump in scents. So if you're about to hit like a pretzel stand in 10 minutes, they spray pretzel smell.
That's smart as hell.
So that you go, pretzels. And it's just as your brain's processing. Then you look around and there's no pretzels. Mm-hmm. So now you're walking around going, fucking pretzels, 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 pretzels.
Yeah. You're like so Toucan smart. Sam, like following your nose to pretzels.
That's genius.
See, I love...
I do that with my pussy.
Paint it go away green.
No, it's already go away green.
Put it in here, pink.
Under construction. This stuff is fascinating.
Yeah.
I'll fall down a rabbit hole like this. And then sometimes I feel like I'm being tricked, though.
What do you mean?
Like sometimes if I get too deep, I'm like, this like Pizzagate stuff, I'm like, I don't know. Is this real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Hillary Clinton a pedophile?
I hope so.
No, just a murderer.
Just a murderer. I mean, we know she's
just clearly a murderer.
She's definitely a murderer, but.
I mean, come on.
Is she a pedophile?
I have one of my good friends who now has a business, so I don't want to name him. He's a successful movie business. has a great video of him getting kicked out of an old Hillary Clinton rally because he asked her about Vince killing Vince Foster.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And it's him getting escorted out.
Ooh.
While he's like, "You're a murderer."
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's crazy. All right.
Let's move on. Keith McNally doubles down on nasty James Corden feud, reveals star's reaction to abusive customer accusations. I don't know if you guys remember this. A story came out a while back that apparently James Corden is the worst fucking person.
Yeah, I remember. He was shitty to a server. Yeah.
I think I learned that here.
And so I guess a restaurant owner now has added to these allegations.
Wow. Imagine being a douche to a waiter or a waitress. What a loser.
Especially when you're super rich. It's right. Like the one time you're like, oh, my job is so easy here. I just have to throw money at this person and kind of smile.
Yeah, I can make this person's day. I can leave a life-changing tip, actually.
Yeah,
but instead, I'm going to be a douche.
I can't imagine getting to a point in life where I go to a restaurant and not desperately want all the waiters to like me.
Yeah.
Like I so badly want to leave that restaurant thinking they all love me.
Yeah, especially if you're a public figure, too. You got to assume all eyes are on you and you're at the restaurant. So why would you behave like a jerk?
Now, not to dig into this, Sid, as a black man, do you feel extra obligated to tip well?
Yes. 100%.
Good.
Only at places that I frequent. You know?
Okay.
If it's a place that I don't frequent, then they get tipped per their service.
Okay.
But if it's a place that I go to on a regular basis and my kids show up with me, like I give them the more than I can afford tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever tip up front at a bar?
I have.
Yeah, and you've bartended, right?
Yeah. It's a great move.
I usually do 10 or 20 on my first drink.
Yeah.
If I know I'm parked here for a while.
Right.
And it's not like I want to like snap and have you come to me.
No.
I just want you to know, oh, hey, this is
right
a beneficial relationship.
Yeah.
So what I do is, because I don't always know if I'm going to be drinking if I go to a bar, because it's very, very rarely that I drink. So I'll get a water and I'll give them
$5. That's good.
Yeah. No, that's also.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think that's a very good move.
The big tip on your first drink is also going to ensure that they're going to remember you and you're not going to have an empty glass for long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to do big tip up top. And then my other thing, I like if they're switching shifts.
Take care of them on their way out.
I do somebody on the way out. And then I start a new tip I'll say, hey, here's some good luck money for the beginning of your shift.
That's nice.
Oh, nice.
And that usually. I like that, and I've told people before, I keep, because we have a little thing next to my front door for, like, mail and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I have singles, I put them in there so that when I get delivery, I tip on, if they did a good job and they came fast, or if it's raining, I'll throw them, like, another 5 to 10 singles.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. I also tip when I pick food up. I pick at least.
I never do that.
At least 20%. That's my lowest tip.
Yeah. I've never tipped to pick food up.
I don't know if
maybe if I change, or like a buck or two, like if I gave him a 20 for like an $18 thing.
Dude, I just hate the feeling of leaving a restaurant as a black person and having somebody be like, I knew it.
Ugh, yeah.
Like the idea of that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, here's a funny my mom story. So my mom works at a Olive Garden in the town I grew up in. So my whole life she's worked with people I went to school with. And like, you know, somebody's down and out because now they work with my mom. Something didn't work out. If somebody I went to high school with is now working with my mom.
Your mom comes home, saw Shelly.
Yeah, I'm also laughing at the idea that you have a plug to unlimited breadsticks. That's right.
No, I do not.
No?
No. Found out.
She's skimping?
No.
She's taking off the top?
No.
They're probably corporate. Hard to get away with.
Yeah.
Dude, for years, my mom brought home Olive Garden, and a couple Christmases ago, for me and my wife, made an Olive Garden lasagna in the oven. And I said something that I was like, the next year she's like, you want another Olive Garden lasagna? And I'm like, please, no, they're terrible. Like, you drove by 3 real restaurants. And she goes, well, Zachary, I get 20% off. I was like, you get 20%? That's it?
You get it for free. Wow. That's I'm sure TJ Fridays is like that. I bet Chili's is like that.
No, any corporate restaurant is like that, but
chains?
I figured 50% at least.
Well, I mean, 30% is the friends and family discount at Foot Locker.
Right.
That's crazy that it's only 20%.
That's the most black fact you've ever given me.
How do you know that?
I got some. I know some. I know some black facts.
Yeah, no, the last time we went there for dinner, my mom made Olive Garden lasagna, and she turned to my wife, and she goes, I usually use the oven for storage. I cleared it out for you guys today. I haven't made something in the oven in years. All right, so let's hear about James Corden's man.
So he basically just, he was talking about how James Corden texted him and called him incessantly to beg for him to like recant what he said about him being terrible. Mm. But he also talked about Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos's, I guess, fiance, and said that she was, quote, repulsive. There was a picture posted of the Kardashians and Lauren Sanchez, and also said that they were like disgusting people, but that they have something booked at one of his restaurants and will be happy to have them. I think this whole article, he just published a book called I Regret Almost Everything, a memoir, and I think he's plugging it. So he admits that he's shitty and he sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
The book is just coming out.
Well, I mean,
and not to bring it back to the Diddy thing, but wasn't he creepy with Justin Bieber? I feel like James Corden like was weird with Justin Bieber.
Okay, is everyone weird with Justin Bieber, or was he just a really sexy child?
I know, right? Talk about a hot kid. Yeah. There was some who like kissed him against his will. It seemed like
an award
show. It was a woman,
an older lady,
maybe
right?
Jenny McCarthy or something.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't want to say. And be wrong.
I mean, you said you really put Jenny McCarthy out there.
Well, first and last name.
Yeah.
Oh no, she doesn't kiss kids. She she kills them by telling their parents not to get vaccinations. That's it. Excuse me.
She does. I don't know. I think Beyonce's kids are autistic. Allegedly. The footage of that little girl.
It looks like it was Jenny McCarthy. I think I have a clip here.
Well played.
Let me just go back a little bit. Here we go.
Playboy playmate Jenny McCarthy helped present Justin Bieber with his Artist of the Year award at the American Music Awards and managed to shock the teenage pop superstar. She presented with Luke Bryan
before Bieber
took the podium. She assaulted him with kisses on the neck and a...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And cute, I think.
I don't know. If that was my son, I'd be like, get lost, you fucking witch.
Yeah, but it's Jenny McCarthy. If that was my son, I'd be like, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. I'm like, Mom, mind your business.
Yeah. It's like, you know, don't spray in her, but she'll fuck you. You'll get a goofy one. That's fair. I mean, yeah, if he's admitting that he sucked, maybe he's trying to do like a PR tour.
Yeah.
He's always seemed kind of douchey to me.
He just seems like an uppity gay.
But isn't he married to a chick?
James Corden?
Yeah.
I thought he was gay.
No, I think he's married to a lady.
I thought he was gay as well. Is it just British?
Yeah, I think he might just be British.
Okay.
Shannon, can you double check that?
Oh, hear this. Yeah, he is married to a woman, Julia Carey.
Let's see her.
Is she ugly? No, she's decent, I guess. Yes.
By the way, the person putting out the book is the restaurateur.
Yes.
Just making sure.
Yeah, no, I got confused for a second, but yes, that's that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. All right, what else we got? Hey, you know what we love on this show? Animals getting revenge. Dude gets destroyed by angry bulls.
Nice.
Okay, 1 second. Sorry.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay. So this is the running.
Whoa! Oh man, they pulled a fucking maneuver on him.
Oh man.
Oh God. Dude, blue shirt, pick a spot. Oh man, that sucks.
Oh, look at all those people like.
Put your thumb in his ass.
In their heart, they want to help.
Yeah, but fuck that.
Yeah, also fuck that. Look at that guy.
Two guys have him by the tail. That's scary. Dude, that's... Holy shit. Okay. That's scary and upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there, you gotta... I can't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Just being there is like technically signing a waiver.
Right. It's like you're... Like, if you go in the ocean after a storm, you're gonna get fucked up.
Wait, why?
Because of the undertow.
Yeah.
Oh. I wear shoes in the ocean. No undertow.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you're asking for it. You're going to run with bulls and then get mad when you get your asshole gouged out? I don't think so.
Benny Jets, very nice in the chat. It's not you, Karen.
Oh.
It's a gothic girl with big fucking fat udders.
Jugs?
Yeah, some big tattooed titties.
Juggalos?
Yeah, just what the boy likes. You know me and my thing. Yeah, I think if you get right, it's the same as like if you get fucked up in like a NASCAR race. It's like you went there because you were hoping you were going to see a crash,
right?
Or like a demo derby, anything, anything where the best scenario is. I would even say if you're going to the circus,
yeah.
And an event, we just watched a bear fuck a dude up at the circus. It's like
good.
You went, you paid your money going. Bigger money. I know this is a joke about Siegfried and Roy, but like. You went,
Today
might be the day. I think Chappelle does this about Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a part of you going, you might get bit.
Right.
So I think if you get attacked at a shitty animal abuse circus.
Right.
Yeah, it's on you, dude.
Totally.
Yeah, I went to a rodeo a long time ago in Boise, and one of the bulls almost jumped the fence. And if it would have, it would have landed right on a group of ladies. They looked like they were at having a bachelorette party at a rodeo. And when it didn't make it, like the sense of disappointment that washed over me was so strong.
You wanted to watch them get
just see a flattened. Little. Can I just see somebody take a hoof?
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I love animals.
I feel the same way. Like, who's still signing up to be a fucking SeaWorld trainer?
I know.
Like, you gotta know, like.
It's torture. They're terrible.
Well, I mean, the one's got three bodies on him, doesn't he?
That's pretty sick.
The whale.
He's got a teardrop Tillamook. Tattoo.
Yeah.
I think Tillamook.
Nice.
which is Sydney's new podcast. Yeah, I think it has three. I think it's killed three trainers. And they, by the way, a pit bull, I think you kill after one person.
But I guess
killer whales too expensive.
If they kill them, yeah. In the city, a dog can bite one person. They get a mulligan.
Oh, that's good.
But once they bite another person, then they start evaluating the dog. But every dog gets a mulligan.
Yeah, how are you not going to bite one person?
Right. I wonder how you know that.
8 million people in the city.
Shut up.
I
Mabel's never bit a person.
I have to be very careful with how I say this. So we'll say a friend of a friend of a friend. it was a couple, let's say my friends know.
Okay.
And they were, let's say they hung out all the time. And it was one of those couples that always were like, man, they fight a lot. Man, they don't like each other.
Yeah.
And then one day, my friend got a phone call that their friend's wife stabbed him.
Whoa.
Repeatedly. What they would assume was a drunken argument.
Mm.
And you know what? She got probation.
She's a pit bull.
She got a mulligan.
Yeah.
And all our other friends' wives all went, wait, we get one free one?
Are you gonna
And
free
now
me?
Every time we're all together and my friends are together and the boys start acting up, the women remind them, we get one free stabbing.
Dad.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, most of us have behaved much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched my mom get her one free smash a chair over my brother's dad's head.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Was it a breakaway chair?
It broke away.
It sure did.
I don't think he was supposed to, but it
did Daddy
did.
Still charge you for the meal? Did you guys see the Shannon, I think I sent this to you. The black ladies fighting at the grocery store.
No, I love it though already.
It's the exact fight you think is going to happen, but then you look and you're like,
"Wait, I'm very curious because like, what is the exact fight you thought?"
Hair pulling.
Well, I mean, you can't like both like if a watermelon's too slippery to hold on to, so if one person's pulling it.
Yeah.
Well, you think you were fighting over the last watermelon?
And then the lady fell
Or they
backwards.
Were using watermelons as ballistic weapons.
Hit her with a chicken wing, got some Kool-Aid, and was on her way. What do you mean? What fight are you?
I don't think they're wasting them.
What are you picturing? Yeah.
Grape Kool-Aid fight, right?
Yeah. They're not throwing watermelons. They're hatching them to grow new fighters. Shannon, did you try? Shannon, I might have sent it to you, did I?
Oh, man.
Yes.
That gave me the imagery of like the Elmer Fudd eggplant.
Yeah.
Like, remember that? Yeah.
I have it. Sorry, give me 1 second.
Yeah, that's an old street joke. I apologize. I don't think I have the setup right, but it's a guy's driving a truck full of bowling balls. And there's a black guy walking down the street. His bike had gotten a flat tire, and he's hitchhiking. And the guy picks him up. He goes, "Hey, listen, I don't have any room in the front, but you can sit in the back." And they're driving by, and another redneck sees him. And he goes, "Listen, I got to call the government. There's a truck full of eggs. And one of them already hatched and stole somebody's bike." All right, Shaddy, got it? Now, is this Whole Foods?
Yeah, this is definitely Whole Foods.
Is Trader Joe's? I think we have to tell by the uniform of whoever breaks it up.
The white lady with the bob is cracking me up. Should we call someone?
Oh, could this be the Walmart?
Yeah, this is probably a Walmart.
Is this the grocery section of a Walmart? The blue apron says Walmart to me. Damn, that's a sturdy woman.
Yeah. Oh, she's still throwing.
Yeah. You can't let her catch her breath. You got to stay on her.
Right.
Black women are really good at the hammer fist.
Yeah.
I feel like white women never throw the hammer fist. What could that even be?
That's what I'm wondering.
How mad could a thing at a gross... I would have to know a person for years to be that mad at them.
Right.
So it doesn't take much. My sister almost got in a fight at a flea market the other day.
Okay.
And so the woman walked into the bathroom with her daughter. My sister was in the bathroom kind of walking out. She sees the girl's daughter and she says something to her. She's like, "Oh, that dress is cute," or something, you know.
And a compliment.
A little compliment to the daughter. The daughter said something back to my sister. The girl's mom said, "What the fuck I tell you about talking to strangers? You don't know that bitch."
Nope.
And my sister goes, "Are you talking about me?"
Oh, boy.
And then goes out and waits for her outside the bathroom. And then her husband doesn't know what he just sees her waiting outside the bathroom and doesn't know what she's doing yet. This chick comes out and she immediately starts going after her. And her husband had to come pull her away. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all it took.
You know what? I think it's a combination of someone who goes there fast and someone who takes the bait fast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had I had a guy try to fight me in Dwayne Reed.
Two black people is what you're saying.
I had a guy try to fight me in Dwayne Reed. And I laughed at his attempt at it. And so I had a black guy call me Four Eyes. And I'm like, that's the part of me that you thought was wrong?
It's the most normal part of me?
Yeah, he was with his kid.
How about
like,
call me Four Stomachs?
They tried to cut me in line. And I walked up to the counter instead.
Hell yeah.
And he goes, "Well, he should be able to see where he is. He got four eyes, don't he?"
That's crazy.
And I just laughed at him. I was like, "Four? Really?" I was like, "That's the thing you picked?"
Oh, man. Yeah. I think, like, when people are getting fights, like, something else is going on. Because that sounded like what could have been a lovely interaction from what your sister gave a compliment to a little girl. You know what I mean? So something else happened or is going on internally for it to escalate.
Dude, my sister fought a neighbor one time because she felt like every time she walked past her house, the neighbor would suck her teeth.
Ooh, that's a tough noise, though.
It is a tough noise.
That's saying, it's like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's something disapproving about it. It gets under my skin. I'd fight her.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there the day she fought her.
Fucking push her wheelchair over.
She beat the shit out of her.
All right, good.
It was crazy.
Good, good, good. All right, Karen, I know you got a heart out, right, baby?
I'll hang.
You'll hang? All right. Yeah. Shannon, do we have a Wordle Star Hip Hop ready?
Yes, we do.
All right, so I wanted to play a game real quick.
You're really good at Wordle, right, Zach?
Love Wordle.
You're always
I'm
posting.
Not good at it, but I just posted everything.
Okay.
Mostly, at this point, it's a troll job.
Okay.
Because
I just assume you're winning. Every time I say it, I was like, good for Zach.
Every day, because people still to this day be like, I don't know what this is. Why do you post this? Or be like, what? They get so mad
at me. My mom loves Wordle. Yeah.
It's my thing.
I play it every night with my family.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do every night, every day, me and my chick do Wordle, Connections, and the mini crossword.
Yeah,
and we compete over who can do it the fastest.
Okay. Yeah, we do that. And we also play this game called Elevate.
Okay,
it's
cool.
A little brain game we get through.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It's nice.
So I thought it would be funny. I thought of the pun and then the bit backwards. Wordle Star Hip Hop, mm-hmm. where we play Wordle with modern hip hop terms that I might not know.
Fun.
So let's try it out. Shannon? Share the screen. This is Wordle Star Hip Hop.
Uh-uh.
I'm blind.
All right. So it is a...
Oh, this is six.
A six-letter word.
Six-letter word, okay.
Well, I know what we're going to start with. Shannon, put it in. Oh, no. All right, we got a G and an E. Okay, G and an E in the wrong spot. All right, Karen, you do this guest.
Wait, how do I play?
All right, so blind. No, it's super easy. Okay, so it's a six-letter word. If the letter is gray, that means the letter is not in the word.
Okay.
If the letter is yellow, it means it's in the word, but not in the right space.
Okay.
And if it's green, it's in the word and in the right space. So you have a G and an E, definitely.
And the theme is?
What would you say the theme is, Shannon?
Urban slang.
Urban slang.
Urban slang. G and E, not in a... So do I guess the word? Or?
Yeah, you got to guess a word.
What about ghetto?
Okay.
All right.
I can't find the G. No, it's already gotten. Okay.
Oh, she got it. It's over.
Okay.
No.
But we know where the E is and there's an H.
Okay.
Oh, let me just add modern urban slang.
Yeah, so I might not know this term.
Modern. Is it Sydney?
How about...
Yeah, Sydney, go ahead.
She fucks. Shefux.
Not a valid word. Sorry, Sid. Mm. Now, I'm trying to figure out the G. Always line up front. I don't. What could be? I don't think anything would be H-E-G.
Is it a T in front of the H?
No, there's no T's. See how the T's have no colors on them.
Oh. What could be in front of an H? A C?
It's got to be an S or a C.
S or a C.
Or a P. P-H.
Right.
I'm going, for the sake of figuring out the word, give me cheese.
Oh.
All right.
Zach didn't know we were playing Wordle. He just said, give me cheese.
Yeah. That was a request.
Yeah.
All right. So now we got a C-H-E, and there's a G in there. Is this a word, like a real word in real life, Shannon?
Yeah, that's
yes, because it would say not a valid word.
Yeah.
It's a word I didn't know.
Mm. All right, I don't know this word.
Cheeto. Itself.
Give me C-H-E-G-G-Y.
Cheggy?
Yeah.
Or chingy. But it's C-H-E is.
All right, not a word. Perfect.
But we know it's C-H-E.
We know it's C-H-E.
And there's a G in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chagrin,
yeah,
spelled
right.
wrong.
Yeah, right.
Oh, like how ratchet is just black people trying to say wretched?
Yeah.
What? Do you want me to try to put that in?
No.
Chayang or something like.
Shannon, can you just give us the fourth letter?
It's a U.
Mm. Chugi?
Yes.
Chugi.
What's that mean? Tell us about it, Shannon.
Chugi.
That's the word.
What?
And tell us what that possibly means.
So it's a slang term that describes something or someone who is out of date, uncool, or trying too hard to be trendy.
Okay. Oh, so me. Okay, great. I'm a chugi-ass motherfucker. I'm a chugi-ass white boy.
Chugi. I've heard Jewish people use this word. Throwing that out there.
All right, Sharon, Karen, can you stay for one more and we'll be done?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more and then we'll get out of here.
Games.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Karen, you can start this one off.
Okay. How many letters? One, two, three, four, five. And it's just modern. It could be anything?
Yeah.
Okay. One, D, T, H. No.
If I were you, I would try and just get a word that has a lot of vowels in it.
Okay. God, I'm stupid.
I'm just trying to get you bent over in front of Sidmore.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so blind. I wish I wore my glasses.
No need for apologies here.
I wish I wore my glasses. Thanks, Shannon.
No, this is a word they would use on that show.
Yeah. What about the I'm going to say thick, and it's not.
Oh,
it's not
I like
good,
it.
It's not
I
good.
Like it, though.
Sure. It could work out, though.
It only has one vowel. A lot of consonants. It'll be funny.
Oh!
Thicky.
Whoa. It was Sydney's guess,
so
and I'm going
to
guess.
Here's the thing. I don't want to ruin this, but there's no way we're going to come back to it. It is thick, but with two C's.
Shut up.
Oh.
Wait.
I just feel like, you know, there's...
That's bananas.
Dude,
that's crazy.
Yes, you basically
Wait, but why'd you spell it with a K?
Because she didn't say thick with two C's.
You're right.
But we are playing Wordle Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
You got to spell it as black as possible.
Should we do one more?
Well, there's no apostrophes.
Karen's like, I'm winning.
Yeah, we gotta do one more. Karen, that was amazing.
That's kind of good, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
As I have my fat ass pointed at Sid.
I appreciate
thick.
It. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call it thick, but.
For a white girl?
All right.
Thank you.
Good. All right, Sid, you could do this one.
This is, okay.
Just say one of your kids' names.
Just kidding. First of all, they all have normal names. all right. Let's see. I don't know. Okay, wait. Cabin?
Oh. Cabin?
Can we make that five?
Cabin?
Cabin.
Cabin, like no cap, like lion.
Oh.
Oh, like C-A-P-P-N? Apostrophe N?
I'll take either one. No, not a valid word. Yeah, like thick with two C's was a valid word. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Let me try one, Sid. Bussy.
Mm. Bussy.
B-U-S-S-Y.
Gary Bussy.
Aww. All right. Let's just do busty. Karen, busty means...
Okay, so there's one S, but that one's in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it starts with an S.
So this one's
How do you spell scissor?
Yeah.
This one's what,
this
Shannon?
One's pretty Gen Z.
Okay. Wait, how old are Gen Z people?
Young.
Yeah, like 20s, maybe younger.
Okay.
What do they say? Riz?
That's a Z.
That's Z.
What does Gen Z say?
I don't know. I don't talk to that.
Skibbity?
Skibbity. I heard my kids, I've heard them say that. It's not enough.
No.
Yeah, I can't squeeze it in.
How about scrimp?
Scrimp?
Yeah.
Skrilla? No.
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 This is five words. S is in the...
It could also end with S.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, right?
Shannon, give us a starting letter.
Yeah.
S.
Fuck.
This is
slaps.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But, okay, there is an A. Slays?
Well, there's
no
L.
The A's in the wrong spot. Shit.
And there's no L or Y.
Slay queen.
Or S on the end.
Oh, right.
Smoke.
Ah. I think I like that.
Okay, so now we know we have an A and an M.
I'll give you a hint.
Sammy?
Yeah, give us a hint.
The other vowel that's in this is an I.
Well, it would have to be.
Just trying to like focus you.
Is it
Simps?
End in an I?
Samps.
No.
Sample. Sample sale.
Buy one, get one. Bogo?
Bogo? Slams? Slame.
Noel.
Noel. We know there's an S A I M.
Mm-hmm. So it's S I. Or
it could be SA.
Simpa? Simps? No.
No.
Just for fun. No. Give me a... Yeah, I guess... Sagan? No.
Yeah.
Try S-A-G-I-N.
That's Saggy?
No, yeah. S-A-G-I-N.
There's no space for the N.
No.
Oh, the one.
Sorry. Yeah, 1G. I don't know what I thought. That's not a word.
Yeah. Would it be too much to use it in a sentence but leave it blank?
Yeah, that would be great, Shannon.
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah, but leave it blank.
Don't say the word.
Okay, can you click away a second? Hold on.
You gotta find out
to Google how to use it.
I don't know it. Okay, let's see.
I feel so old.
We're all chuggy right now.
We're chuggy as hell.
We're so cringe.
Only one of us is, well, two of us are thick, but in different ways.
Okay, so in a sentence, that new skateboard is so blank.
Sick, slamming, same, or Sima?
Samurai.
Sumac.
Do you want me to give you the second letter?
Yes. Yeah.
The second letter is the I.
Okay.
S. And then there's an A, too.
Sigma.
Yes.
Sigma.
It is Sigma. Boom.
Oh, wow.
That's...
I got one. Karen, look at that. Take that.
All right. We're going to wrap it up
first
there.
First guess, I got mine.
I thought it was going to be Ligma.
Ligma balls?
Yeah.
Alpha.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful guests. Sydney Gant, who's got a new show, World War Fun,
yes,
with Ryan Shaner coming out, and Karen Feehan, who has her new special, Don't Serve Me, on OFTV.
It's
free. You do not have to sign up for OnlyFans.
That's right.
But you can.
You sure can.
If you want to.
Go for it.
Give it a double.
Give it a gander.
You know, hey, you could always listen to the special.
While you're coming to my butthole thing.
While you're looking at her butthole. I think that's a great move, and thank you, and we will see you. If you love the show, you know we do it 3 times a week. The Friday show is an exclusive. So use that promo code ZOO and for the Friday episode. And, hey, we'll see you this Wednesday here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Bye-bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.